Durham brings it cross mid-court. He's getting harassed by Evans. They still have fouls to give Cheshire. Here's Sloane to the basket. Out to Onwaz. Sloane in the corner for the win. Oh! Can you believe it? David Sloane wins it on the buzzer. And the Caledonian Gladiators go wild.
Wow, they got exactly what they wanted. They got their leading scorer open in the corner. And this time, he delivered. David Sloane. Career.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Gladcast Basketball Podcast. We are joined by another BBL transfer with GB veteran wingman Kyle Johnson joining the Gladiators. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
The 87 cap GB Olympian joins the Gladiators after a season with the Newcastle Eagles and currently, like fellow GB internationals Pat Whelan, is playing over in Canada with the Brampton Honey Badgers in the CEBL. See these CEBL team names, Kyle? Phenomenal. Like, the team names are phenomenal.
Oh, the team names, yeah.
Like, yeah. We need better names. So, you obviously had that season in Newcastle where you averaged 15 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Kyle, how excited are you to be joining the Gladiators?
I am super excited to be joining the Gladiators. You know, honestly, just the ambitions of the club, the direction that the club is going. I have a lot of friends that, or a few friends that are in, that are around the club. And you know, obviously I played with G for many years with the national team, and just to get a chance to work with him, you know, again, I'm super, super excited and can't wait to get started.
So you obviously have been playing in Canada. How's your summer gone? And how much of it do you enjoy returning to play in Canada each summer?
I really enjoy having the opportunity to come home to play in Canada each summer. Like, it's the cool part about it for me is that I'm close to home, so like it's like I made the commute every day and you know, have the opportunity to obviously compete and enjoy playing in Canada, but also have that family time to you know, spend time with my family and enjoy summer, you know, because after having a long season abroad and coming back to Canada, you want to have that balance of, yes, playing and competing and staying in shape, but also having that family time for me, especially being a new father and stuff like that. So I'm really enjoying it and looking forward to finishing strong and also just getting started over there in the UK.
Yeah, like you just said, you've obviously been around the kind of GB stuff, mm-hmm. G Barrow in the past,
yep.
And around from the Olympics to now, and obviously it's been some journey for everyone. And you've been probably the longest on the roller coaster now. But how much have you enjoyed kind of representing Great Britain?
Oh, it means the world to me. You know, just because my dad is born and grew up in England and stuff like that, and I have so much family. I'm in England and in the UK, and just being able to represent my family and put on that GB jersey means a lot to me. And then obviously, like, my best friends in this game of basketball are the guys that I've played with, you know, from 2011. Like, I stay in contact with everybody to this day, and even the new guys coming in, like, it just feels like a family atmosphere for me. And you know, I've never said no. Anytime I get the call, I've always been available, and I take pride in that, you know, having the opportunity to put GB on my chest. So, yeah, I've enjoyed it. So many memories, you know, so many great friendships, and obviously having the opportunity to compete at some of the, you know, biggest games in the world means a lot to me. So I have enjoyed it thoroughly, and hopefully get to, you know, put that jersey on a few more times. So we'll see.
Yeah, you get as close to that 100 caps as possible.
Yeah. Like, that would be a dream come true there.
Amazing. So you've obviously played with Gareth, obviously GB stuff. You've played against him as a coach last year. How was he as a teammate? And what have you seen so far as a coach for being an opponent that stands out for you?
G's, honestly, as a teammate, just solid as a rock. You know, you can always count on G. You know, doesn't make many mistakes at all. Always does the right things. Great teammate. And then just watching him transition as a coach, like, you know, I'm so happy for him. This is the success he's having. And I got a lot of respect for G, man. You know, same thing as a coach. Like, you can see the passion that he coaches with. And he always has, he makes the right adjustments. You know, you can see him trying to make his adjustments in games and stuff. Yeah, I'm excited to get to work with him on the other side, you know, as a coach, because, you know, as a player, I enjoy playing with him and just watching him. I like those style that he coaches with, and I can't wait to play for him.
So what conversations have you had with him so far about joining the squad and what he expects from Kyle as a player?
Just being the person I am, kind of being, bringing my veteran, leadership, you know, just the ambitions of the club, like, them playing in Europe and the goals for this year coming in, stuff like that. Like, just positive conversations, and obviously building off of them winning the trophy final last year and having a successful season, trying to just, be even better coming in. So I told him, like, whatever he needs from me, like, get the best of me, you know what I mean? Whatever role, I'm willing to fill the role. I just want to be a great teammate and have opportunity to win, you know, and just going to give my 100% every day.
So when the offer came in and you obviously spoke to Gareth and then signing with the Gladiators, what kind of excites you about the project that's happening up here?
When the offer came in, you're saying, how excited did I feel kind of thing, or did you say?
Oh yeah, even just speaking to Gareth about coming up, like,
for me it was kind of a no-brainer, as far as what's going on, like, obviously with the new arena coming in and having the opportunity to play Champions League qualifiers and FIBA Euro Cup and trying to win the BBL as well, like, and then also just I played with G, so having the opportunity to work with him again. I played with Pharaoh as well, having the opportunity to work with him. Just the group that G's assembling and stuff like that. Pat as well. Like, I played with Pat recently. It's exciting, you know. It's exciting. Get to play with former GB guys that I'm comfortable with playing on an international level, and then have opportunity to play with them in Glasgow with Caledonia. And then you're playing to compete to win. Like, everything ticks all the boxes, you know, you want that kind of feeling to be excited each year, you know, and I'm so excited to get over there and get to work and get going.
So for you as a player, you've obviously played across Europe, but how excited is it to see that kind of ambition from a club and also from the club wanting to compete in Europe and being part of that kind of inaugural campaign for you as a player who's represented Great Britain? How important is it for you to see these British teams entering European kind of club competition?
Oh, it's very important. And I know I've been kind of waiting for it for years, you know, to see multiple teams in the league, trying to play in European competitions. And it's exciting for players, you know, like you want to be able to stay in the UK and play, you know, you want to be able to, you don't want to have to go abroad all the time. And I've always felt like that. You know, this is my 13th year I'm going into now, and it's like I wish there was more clubs doing this earlier, you know, because you want to be able to be home, have family come watch you, friends, stuff like that. It's big, and I'm excited to be involved, and honestly, hopefully we do really well, and more teams decide to do it as well. You know, I think it'll be great for the league.
Exactly. And you see, I suppose, what, four teams looking to next season play in some sort of European competition, two WBBL teams as well. Like, it's a great kind of move.
Yeah.
Like a massive move in the needle, isn't it? From like a few years ago when nobody was looking to do it. Maybe Leicester did it, the odd campaign. And yeah, I suppose you guys probably no doubt talk about this kind of stuff at GB Windows about playing at home or ambitions of playing at home, but getting in Europe and whatever else. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, for sure. And like you said, the women's side of it too, you have women's teams competing at the highest levels in Europe as well. Like, so I just think the game overall in the UK is growing, and it's nice to see, and it's about time that, like, we have that European exposure, you know, for players, for the league. I just think it's good all around, like, and hopefully it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
So let's talk about Kyle as a player. For a lot of fans, they've obviously seen you maybe in the GB jet vest and then playing for Newcastle last season. But how would you describe your game?
My game just be whatever the team needs. Like as far as always being ready to shoot, ready to whatever the assignments are, locking on the assignments, do my job as a guard. I like to take pride on rebounding as well, because I feel like can't always control shot making, but you can control playing hard and rebounding. And then not messing up assignments, whatever the game plan is, sticking to the game plan and executing every game. And just competing to win. I just like to play winning basketball. I like to have an opportunity to play in the big games, big moments, and just competing. I love to compete. And that's why I'm still going to this day. I just enjoy competing at the highest level.
So how did you enjoy your season in Newcastle then? I know maybe results-wise it wasn't the greatest, but yeah, how did you enjoy playing in the Northeast?
Experience-wise, you learn, from everything, and it was tough. We did lose a lot, so that was kind of tough to go through. But I felt like I grew as a player. It was a big learning experience for me. Because we lost so many close games.
Yeah. I think it was something like 10 games you guys lost within single digits.
Yeah, so it was the way that we were losing that was really, really tough. But, for me, it was more like, okay, let's just make short goals. And towards the end of the season, it was kind of, okay, well, we still have a chance to make the playoffs. Let's try to do that. And we were able to do that and somewhat, finish on that, on somewhat of a kind of positive for where we started. So many changes, so much... there's a lot going on, but at the end of the day, we made small goals and we were able to make the playoffs. And honestly, just kind of learn from it and move on for sure.
Absolutely, and obviously heading into this new season, we've seen a number of moves. You and Pat being two of them from within the BBL. Which is quite unusual. What kind of other moves stand out for you that you've seen within the BBL?
There's been a few. I know that a lot of moves are not done yet. I was surprised to hear about Pat leaving and going to Caledonia, because I know Leicester's kind of had their core for a while. I've seen Sheffield kind of brought back, their core. obviously, London's brought back a bunch of their guys as well. I was surprised, like Ryan leaving. That was a big, big move for them. What surprised me? I wouldn't say many surprise. I know Newcastle signed a bunch of guys that have the experience of doing well in the league. Not many, too much surprises. I mean, it's like teams are trying to do whatever it takes to try to win. So I'm interested to see like when it's like August, I guess, when all the moves are done and I can look, because there's still a lot of guys out there that I'm trying to see or I haven't heard of where they're going yet. So, but as of right now, it's there's been a lot of moves. Would I say I'm surprised? Not really, because London, obviously they won it and teams are trying to compete. I expect a lot of transfers. Last year was my first year in the league. I didn't really have an eye on like what the transfer situations are looking like, if guys are always coming back to the same teams or whatnot. But I have a better answer for you when I see the full list of rosters and stuff like that.
Brilliant. So final question for you, Kyle. Without saying more or too much, what should Gladiators fans expect this season? Do you believe?
I think they should expect a team that's going to compete hard and every night, and a team that's looking to try to win. I'm not somebody that's going to sit on here and guarantee anything. That's not who I am. But somebody that's just like, I think the team there's a really good roster of guys coming in. The coach staff obviously puts the work in as well. And the organization obviously gives the players everything they need. So the fans they should expect a team that's going to give everything on the court and you know, play hard, play together, and try to win everything. So we'll see. But I'm just super, super, super excited to get going.
Right. Kyle, many thanks for your time this evening, for joining me on the podcast. Good luck with the rest of the season in Canada. And, yeah, good luck with the move to Scotland.
Thank you. I can't wait to get over there, meet all the fans, meet everybody in the organization. And yeah, man, get to work with my teammates. So thank you for having me. And we'll definitely talk soon when I get over there.